Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque. Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Catherine Caffrey, who is with the Iberia Performing Arts League. She is directing Spamalot, which opens on March 14th. And I'm sure it's hard to think about Monty Python without laughing and to say Spamalot, even if you haven't seen that musical. We've all probably seen, like, you know, little trailers, you know, just an image. All you have to do is see their faces and it just makes you laugh.
Yes, that's true.
As we were saying a little earlier, there are probably some people in the audience who may not be fully versed in Monty Python.
Right.
And so let's set the stage, so to speak, for Spamalot and talk about where all that inspiration came from.
Right. Okay. Well, Spamalot is, as they say, lovingly ripped off from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, which was a movie that was very popular when I was a teenager. And it's a British comedy troupe, Monty Python, that had a Saturday evening comedy show. And I hardly ever missed them. I mean, I thought they were fabulous.
It was called The Flying Circus.
Yeah, Monty Python and the Flying Circus. And they took things that are just regular, ordinary, everyday life things, and then also some back in medieval times and things like that, and just put a really interesting, funny twist on it. And so then comes along this comedy troupe, and they decide they want to make Monty Python and the Holy Grail a Broadway show. Well, why not? You know, why shouldn't they?
Why shouldn't they? They were singing in the movies.
Right. So they just put their skits to singing and dancing, and it's about King Arthur and his quest for the Holy Grail. And it kind of pokes fun at themselves, and it pokes fun at Broadway shows in particular and directors and actors and singers and choreographers, and it's just really fun.
It's sort of like a hall of mirrors of comedy, you know, making
it
fun
is.
Of someone making fun of making.
And they say that when you come to see Spamalot, you need to leave your maturity at the door. They raise silliness to an art form, and it's true. You never, never stop laughing.
Which Monty Python did from the beginning.
Right.
And what's fascinating about Monty Python is that they've really never gone out of style. Every generation since the 60s has found something to laugh at and to continue laughing at about the skits from Monty Python or their movies, of which The Holy Grail was one of them.
Right.
And we were also saying is that there are many families who have phrases from Monty Python that just sort of punctuate certain moments in their life together that just fit so perfectly. So Spamalot has come along, adding silliness on top of silliness.
Right.
And one of their famous lines is too, it's just silly, silly. That they're constantly coming on how silly they are as well.
Right.
When did the musical come out? When did Spamalot
The musical
hit the
came
stage?
Out in 2005 and it won the Tony for Best Musical on Broadway. And just this past year is when they released the rights for other people to be able to put Spamalot on.
Okay.
And it now is the most popular musical across the country for people like me who are involved in community theater and high school groups to be able to put Spamalot on. So
now, were some of the original Monty Python people in the original Broadway?
No, but they did have a hand
they
in putting it on.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. They helped write the the stage
and
play and the lyrics. Oh, they had a big hand in the lyrics, as you'll tell when you come to the show. Yeah, that it sounds like the Monty Python troupe singing it themselves.
You could hear Eric Idle's voice in there.
So
you obviously have been a great fan of Monty Python for many years, and you were probably just waiting for this to be let into the public domain.
Yes, I was. In fact, when I saw Spamalot, my first thought was, well, every time I see a show, a musical show, I think, how could I put this on at iPal? Because that's what I do. I love to direct musicals. And my first thought was, there's no way that I could do this. It's so big. It's such a big show. But how much fun it would be. Well, in the past, 9 years since it came out in 2005, at IPAL, we've amassed a tremendous amount of talented people, not on the stage, but also costume people, set people. We have an orchestra that we hire, a professional orchestra of 13 musicians. And so all that has culminated over the course of 9 years that I finally said, well, yeah, now it's time. Now we can do it. And it just happened to coincide with when they actually released the rights. I felt that I was ready to do it.
And so, you yourself have been amassing credits as well. Your first yes. musical that you directed at IPAL was 10 years ago.
It was 10 years mm-hmm. ago. It was Fiddler mm-hmm. on the Roof, and I've done several since then.
And you had twice as many people in that musical.
I had 70 people in that one.
That's enormous.
Well, Fiddler on the Roof brought out a tremendous amount of kids that wanted to be in it because the sons and daughters, you know, in the mm-hmm. number tradition and that kind of thing. So we actually divided the kids into three different weekends just to give everybody a chance. We had the core cast of probably 40 people, but then we had a lot of kids that took turns. So.
Well, and 10 years later, I'm sure many of those kids tried out for Spamalot.
Yes. In fact, our lead, Travis Guillory, plays Sir Robin. And he grew up at the IPAL Theater. He's a very, very talented young man. He's actually a UL student. And we have another UL student, too, also Michelle White. She's from Atlanta. She just came to Louisiana this mm-hmm, year. Mm-hmm. But she's also incredibly talented. She's a beautiful dancer. And, we have a lot of young people in it. There's a cast of 33, and of that, 17 are under the age of 30.
And you said they were particularly enthusiastic about this play, Spamalot.
Oh, yes.
They really wanted to
do this.
They
love Spamalot. I mm-hmm. think a lot of the young people – well, I know my children learned about Monty Python growing up in my house, and a lot of these young people – you know, we're the
mm-hmm.
same.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, let's talk about this musical Spamalot mm-hmm. because it's not the Holy Grail. You're not going to go and see that. How is it set up? What's the story?
Well,
like?
Okay, it starts out with King Arthur and his manservant Patsy, who, by the way, my husband plays. And they come riding on stage on their horse, but of course their horse is coconuts, two halves mm-hmm. of coconuts, banging together, and. They are on this quest to find the Holy Grail, which, as it turns out, it's within all of us. It's kind of like a Wizard of Oz kind mm-hmm, of thing. It's mm-hmm. been with you all the time. You know, that's what the Lady of the Lake says, who's mm-hmm. kind of their fairy godmother. And as they go along looking for the quest, they amassed some knights that come with them. Sir Robin and Galahad come along with them, and Lancelot. And it's just funny things that they encounter along their way in the quest for the Holy Grail. And they do find the Grail. And if you come see Spamalot in New Iberia, you'll find out where they found the Grail. So I'm not going to tell you.
So
that's
it's not
a
just
surprise.
Within themselves. There is a place where
yes,
they actually
it's also,
find it.
Yeah, they actually find it with themselves, but they also find an actual Grail sitting somewhere. Okay. So that's a big, that's a little surprise.
Well, and again, for you're naming very familiar characters from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Mm. Have they rearranged scenes? Are there some familiar scenes
yes,
from the movie?
Yes, we have the Knights Who Say knee. Mm-hmm, I'm mm-hmm. sure you know about the knights who sing knee. You have to say it like that or it doesn't make any sense, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have the Black Knight who King Arthur spars with and cuts off the Black Knight's arms and legs, but the Black Knight is still left singing Look on the Bright Side mm-hmm. of Life.
Oh, okay. So they're borrowing songs from other...
Right, right. And then we have Prince Herbert, who is the lovely prince singing in the tower waiting to be rescued by somebody, mm-hmm. and he thinks he's a lady, and his father is making him marry this girl that he doesn't love, and he wants to be rescued, and he is, and he's rescued by Lancelot in the tower, just like in the mm-hmm, British skit, mm-hmm. and that's a fantastic scene. That's like one of my favorite scenes in the whole play, and the people who play Prince Herbert and Lancelot are both very, very talented. Actually, that's another UL student, the guy that plays Lancelot, Carl Ashkar. He plays Lancelot. He's fantastic.
Extremely talented mm-hmm. students here at
yes.
the university. And
yes.
and there is so much wonderful theater in various communities around Lafayette.
Yeah.
In Lafayette, they have so many great opportunities
yes.
to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more music in Spamalot than
yes.
you would remember
Non-stop
from the
music,
film.
Right.
So it is a musical. And
it is a musical. There's a lot of music. There's a tremendous amount of dancing. There's over 100 costumes for the 33 cast members. That's been a challenge.
I'm sure you probably couldn't just borrow those from other plays.
No, actually, you can rent the whole costume show, but it's like $12,000 to rent it. So we have some very creative ladies that, as we speak, are madly sewing the last of the costumes and saving us thousands of dollars. So,
and those aren't easy costumes to make.
No, they're not. But they've risen to the challenge. They've done a
wonderful
good job.
Yeah. So, do you have someone helping you with the dance numbers, the choreography?
Yes, yes. I have three choreographers. Whitney Willis Hebert is one. She's the creative director at Morgan Street Studios. She's worked with me before when I directed Chicago. She helped me choreograph that one. Kim Parrish Degater is another one who's also a local dance teacher. She's very talented. And then Travis Guillory has done some of the numbers. So there was so many dance numbers, I had to divide it between three choreographers. So
it sounds like y'all are pretty fearless down there at IPAL.
Amazingly so. Sometimes I have to stop myself and say, what am I doing?
Well,
but it's fun.
From everything I have heard, they're just great successes, and the audiences just love every performance down there.
Yeah, thank you.
So it will open not this weekend, but next.
March 14th.
On the 14th, and then run for 3 weekends.
Right.
So we do have time to see it and to see it again if you'd like to.
Oh, yeah. People will definitely want to see it twice because there's so much happening. You leave and you say, okay, now what happened in that scene? Let me buy another ticket and I'll go back and check out.
It was just such good fun. They want to see
it
again.
It's so much fun. Yes. It's so much fun.
Yes, I know people can hear that in your voice.
Yes.
If you are just tuning in, my guest is Catherine Caffrey, who is directing Spamalot, which is a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical based on Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Right.
And she has been with IPAL, the Iberia Performing Arts League, for many years, directed her first musical 10 years ago, and felt that she was ready for Spamalot. And here it is, available to the public. And we all get to enjoy it. Should people buy tickets ahead of time, Catherine?
Yes, they should buy tickets ahead of time. It's you can get tickets by calling the theater, which our phone number is on iPalTheater.com, or you can email ipal@cox.net, and we'll get back with you and get you tickets. Or if you go to New Iberia, you can go to Paul's Flower Shop or DeLon's Pharmacy. Our Eccentrics on Main Street is our little ticket
and purchase
outlets.
Tickets there.
And purchase tickets, yes.
Okay, so lots of ways to get tickets. You mentioned a website. Do you also have a Facebook page?
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We actually have our particular Facebook page just for Spamalot as well as an iPal Facebook page.
So search for that if you'd like to see some images from just to get a little taste and teaser of the musical. Again, Catherine Caffrey directing Spamalot, opening on March 14th in New Iberia at the Iberia Performing Arts League. The theater is the S&E Theater, which is another reason to attend performances there. Can you tell us just a bit about that theater?
Yes, it's a beautiful old movie theater that was opened until about 1980s, and it's a theater built in the style of Art Deco in the 1930s. And we've slowly been renovating it, keeping the Art Deco look to it. But it's all original. Mm-hmm. It's a really beautiful building.
Another great reason to go to New Iberia and to attend a performance with the Iberia Performing Arts League. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for coming to tell us more about it. And we look forward to many, many wonderful decades of musicals.
Come and have a good time.
Thank you very much,
Catherine. Thank you.